easy way.
Life is hard.
But I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
But I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
But I wrote it easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves and carpets and major interviews. By the pop, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard,
but I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
but I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
but I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
but I wrote it easy way.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another awesome episode, Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We got an awesome, awesome show. This is going to be a lot of fun. We got two really, really cool guests. We got my good friend Alfred Nolan Thomas, and he is an actor. You would definitely recognize him from Step Up to the Streets, as well as a new TV show he's doing called Will to Love with Marcus Houston and many other known actors. He's also in Stomp the Yard. And, you know, he's an actor, an entrepreneur. He's getting his hustle on. We're going to talk to him about the stepping stones of success and a lot of behind the scenes and fun stuff. And then our second guest is Anthony Angelini with Angelini Trading Company, Angelini Entertainment. And he's got a nice little message. So it's been a fun week, guys. It's been a lot of fun. Easy Talk Live, you know, if you guys are just tuning in, just hearing the show is a show to help you get to your stepping stones to success. We do have a magazine, Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, as well as Easy Way YouTube, Easy Way TV. We have awesome episodes and everything goes on easywaybroadcasting.com. And we help people get to the correct handshakes to success. We you know, do a lot of fun interviews. We have an application you can download, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and you can go to our events page, and you can see all of the different events that we're doing. We have numerous different events. We got a great event coming up, Ball for a Cause, August 22nd. We got the Special Olympics Mission Viejo coming up with the Knights of Columbus on July 23rd. We got the big event this Saturday, June 13th, the Viva Doll Tour, launching her app and her website. You know, we're always doing opportunities to network. Shout outs to all of our friends and partners and associations, the American Society of Young Musicians, Multicultural Motion Picture Association, ACCS, the American Chinese CEO Society, Latip International, and all of our syndication partners, Soul Central Magazine, Music That Pays Magazine, Soul Central TV, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Fan TV Global Networks, and you know, everybody that supports us. And, of course, Genesis Radio. This is syndicated to Genesis Radio, FM in Birmingham. Easy Way UK, baby. Remember, guys, hashtag Easy Way. We're doing our thing. So I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. You probably might hear not as much energy as the last show. It's been crazy, man. We got the new studio now in Orange County, 22,000 square feet. We've been having meetings left and right. We've been doing the construction, building the music studio, and meeting after meeting after meeting. And that gets tiring. So my energy is not as crazy as it usually is. But we're still going to keep this show energized and hot and fun. We got our guests coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. And stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Radio, baby.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay. So check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, ericzuley. I'll hook you up.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
All right, guys, and we're back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live, and we are about to bring our awesome guest in. He's a good friend of mine. I'm proud to call him a good friend. His name is Alfred Nolan Thomas. So let me tell you a little bit about Alfred. And you guys can go to our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page or Twitter and get this information. We have a great blog post. And born October 24th, 1982, Alfred Black Thomas is a native of Miami, Florida. He earned his BA in theater from Florida A&M University and perfected his lifelong love of dance before making his move to Los Angeles. Disney's box office blockbuster Step Up to the Streets gave Black his breakout turn, starring as bad boy antagonist Tuck. This character gave him the opportunity to show both his acting chops and dancing skills. Black has made appearances in the featured films, including I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Stomp the Yard, and Dreamgirls. He has been featured in music videos for Rihanna, Danity Kane, Mario, Cheetah Girls, Beyonce, Fall Out Boy, Natasha Bedingfield, and performed live with Pussycat Dolls, Jessica Simpson, Chris Brown, and Farnsworth Bentley, to name a few. Black has danced for renowned choreographers Fitima, Chuck Amendola, Mandanano, Jamaica Fly, Rick and Tone, Dave Scott, Frank Gaston, Hi-Hat, and Jamal Sims. As an assistant choreographer, Black has lent his talents to television shows such as That's So Raven, Just Jordan, and CSI New York. In addition, he has been in the face of the major print television campaigns for K-Swiss, Target, and Walmart. Black Thomas has also has a bright future ahead of him in the realm of singing, songwriting, as well as next up in Hollywood Hip Hop Dance DVD, his international dance workshops, and formation of community outreach program for youth, which will inspire healthy living through dance. Wow. Okay. Well, I didn't know all this about my man Black, but let's get to meet this Alfred Nolan Black Thomas. What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, what's up, brother? How you doing, man? It's really good to be here. Congratulations on your show. It's amazing. I'm glad to be a part of it. Just let me say that off top.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Well, you're a little late, brother. I'm good, man. I'm good. You're a little late. I've had my show for about 10 years, but we're catching up here. I've known you as a friend for a long, long time. I didn't know half that stuff about you. And, reading that, Rick and Tone, I met Rick and Tone at the World Dance Awards. Rich and Tone and a lot of the stuff that was mentioned, the Cheetah Girls, and I've come across a lot of that stuff. So it sounds like we have some mutual friends, some stuff in common. And
Small place. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm glad to be here. It's a real good time. Honestly, when we first started knowing each other, it was when I was just out here pursuing a dream and had the twinkle in my eye, and now things are coming into fruition. I would say this is the next chapter of my life as far as my career is going, and what I've been able to establish in the dance community as well as in the acting world has been a blessing from God, most of. But it's been a journey, brother, and we're here now.
Yes, sir. Hey, guys, hold on one second. I'm getting some messages that it's hard to hear me. I'm getting a couple of fans. If it's hard to hear me and you guys aren't hearing the quality, so I apologize. Sometimes Blog Talk Radio has difficulties. So I'm looking at your messages. Tell us if you can't hear me, if you can't hear Black Thomas. I think you guys can hear Black pretty good, but it might be a problem with my mic. So I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. Black, give me 1 second here. Got to fix the technical difficulties. There's no point in doing a show unless you enjoy the show, right? So
that's right. That's right. I'm with it. No problem.
All right, perfect. So 1 second, guys. I'm going to go ahead and play some music because we love music, and give us a little time to fix the technical difficulties. I apologize, but this is a really awesome song. I got a lot of respect for this girl. She has millions and millions of listens. Her name is Megan Henry, and this is called Crash a Party. You're listening to Easy Talk Tive. We'll be right back.
Crash a Party.
You ready for this? Let's go.
I think you can hear me a little bit better now. I apologize for the technical difficulties there, but let's get into the show. So that's Crash a Party Night. Yeah, boom, boom. I know we're all energizing. So what's up, Black? All right, my bad.
Yeah.
You know, you're in a digital world. You're going to have digital technical difficulties. It's unavoidable.
We know how to roll with no punches, boy. It's all good. It's all
yes,
good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's how we do it. So let's talk about your dancing career, man. You know, Shane Sparks is a real good friend of mine, and a lot of the, you know, we know a lot of the same people, and I'm a dancer myself. I used to train at Bally's. I actually just did a music video for Sean McNabb, who's touring with Lynch Mob right now, with Christine Devine from Fox 11 was involved, and you know, I just did a little thing that's going to be coming out, and you know, I just did a music video with the Ochoa Boys, which are big Disney stars, and you know, homie Fiction, for the one So You Think You Can Dance, that guy.
Yeah,
I was dancing with him. You guys can actually go on YouTube and you can see me dancing with him. And you know, I got to know a couple of people. It was a really cool interview. So let's talk about that dancing career, man. How did it all start?
Yeah. Well, honestly, I came out here, I was somebody who grew up doing musical theater, so I kind of had a background that exposed me to different forms of dance and the sense of classes. So when I came out to L.A., I was like, I want to pursue this dream, I want to make it, but I'm trying my best not to have a regular job. So I came across a choreographer, Chuck Maldonado, who was the choreographer for Stomp the R and then Stomp the R 2, and he did Step Up Revolution and some work on Step Up 2 with some of the groups or whatever. So I started assisting him, which gave me the opportunity to work with a lot of the dance community as far as I assisted him working on So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, and different things like that, which gave me a lot of exposure to a lot of different dancers. And then my own career of doing SOS, I was on Beyonce's Give Me Body. I remember early on being dancing for Fonzworth Bentley, being able to travel a lot. I've danced in London for Cheryl Cole. So it's gotten me a lot of opportunity for travel. It's definitely made my respect of dancers in general and those who dedicate their lives to it, in a retrospective, being somebody who wasn't necessarily brought up dancing in the streets like a typical B-boy or New Yorker, to being somebody who, you know, was exposed to the craft and then had an opportunity to dive into a professional aspect. And I think that opened the door for me to become the actor that I am today. When I was doing the dancing hard body, it was a big boom in the movie industry as far as dance movies, that you had the Stomp the R's, the Step Ups, and those movies were coming into fruition. And I kind of got under the canopy of that as far as having exposure and just keeping it going. And now we're in the chapter where I finally got roles that are strictly acting roles, and I'm getting to work with really prolific actors. I did a movie with Rudy and Roger, y'all. So I feel like coming up as a kid, watching The Cosby Show, watching Sister, Sister, and seeing these actors grow in front of my eyes to now they've been in the game for so long, to be able to work with them was just a blessing.
Just, yeah, kicking it with them and being side by side. I love it. You know, I'm going to be a dancing, rapping host. I'm going to be the first dancing, rapping talk show host.
Yeah. Yeah. You know you got the moves, boy. I still remember when you had me dancing in the club, boy.
You remember that? Way back in the day, dude. We started that circle and everybody started grouping around us. That was fun.
You know, man. Yeah, man. And look at you now.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you got to now Stomp the Yard. That must have been fun training and preparing for something like that. That looked like an exhausting movie.
Oh, yeah, actually. It was funny is because I grew up, I was fortunate to go to an HBCU, which is a historically black college. So Stomp the Yard was based off of that kind of experience for the most part, and then dove deeper into, you know, the fraternal organizations and stepping. At the point when we started that movie, I wasn't that exposed to step in. I mean, I did little step groups in high school and had a little bit of exposure, but as far as the intense choreography and routines that we did, I mean, it was something that really was me stepping outside my box and going all in. I mean, I was never able to pledge a frat personally, but my father's a Q, which is an Omega. So I've had a really close exposure to fraternal organizations and, you know, that life. But it was good to finally be able to dive into a character. And I think it was one of my highlights as a dancer because I've never been exposed to the camera and the intensity of trying to, you know, bring energy to that magnitude to the stage.
All right, so let's talk about your character, Tuck, dude. Step Up to the Streets is one of my favorite movies. And if you guys haven't seen it, Channing Tatum stars, is it? No, it's not Channing Tatum, it's
Step
the other guy.
One. The first one, yeah.
The one, okay, the one you were in was the one Channing Tatum, so, no, the part two, right?
No. Yeah, I was the part two. He did a guest.
You were part two, yeah. Okay, so
yeah.
Channing Tatum starred in the first one, and then part two was the one with the girl. And you kicked her out the crew, and that wasn't cool of you, dude. I don't know why you'd choose. She's just such a pretty girl. But so you were pretty much the lead like bad character in the you started out as kind of a good character in the movie, and then you turned into kind of the bad guy, and then you became the competition. And if you guys remember, this movie was classical, okay? This is really, really, really known for the rain scene at the end when the hair's whipping around and they're dancing in the rain in the streets. And it's like, oh, well, if you guys aren't going to let us do our thing here, then screw you. We're going to take it to the streets where it originated. Just to, you know, get the Step Up to the fans to know who we're talking about here. This is Tuck, the man that was the leading the crew. And that was a nice role, dude.
410. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was my first big role. It was my first chance to really get off my acting chops. It was a chunky role, so for me, it was a dream come true as far as having the opportunity to just show my acting capabilities. Being that it was a dance movie, it is more geared for the kids, so as far as real character development, I wasn't able to dive that deep because most of those are like cartoon character versions of characters, and I had to be the bad color, so Mikey was red. But at the same time, you know, there was a lot of innocence in that character that because of the way, you know, dance movies are, I don't think it was able to show as much, but I think the amount of hard work we put into it really oozed out of that movie, and I think that's why it was such a success. It was a great combination of choreographers, actors, and John Chu, which also he did G.I. Joe and a lot of other dope movies. He's he was at that time, it was his first movie, and he was just coming out of college at the time.
Is that kind of how an actor's mind thinks? Is like, okay, I got this role, but it's a matter of like how many lines and you know how much time you have in the movie, and okay, I've got my chops here, now I got to top this.
I think it's a combination. I mean, honestly, each character fits in the bigger scheme, which is the storyline and, you know, the overall message and purpose. I think that is what is most impactful. But at the same time, you know, for an actor, you know, especially an African American actor, when certain roles come, you try to come at it in a different light. I felt like being the antagonist character and wanted to bring something to that energy. I felt like my biggest thing was to make him, he was angry, but he was a strong, solid rock that a lot of things were being thrown at. And it was chipping away at his personality. And overall, it took over the anger of nothing going right for him, his love interest, his wanting to have his group come together. I think there were a lot of things that were frustrating that particular character, which I found interesting to play because having an internal fight that ended up, I'm always looking like the bad guy, but I think he was more of a victim throughout the whole piece.
There's a lot about you, dude, that I didn't know. I mean, you were featured in music videos with Rihanna, Danity Kane, Mario, Cheetah Girls,
that's
Beyonce. Now, Cheetah Girls was a big Disney thing. I mean, they're still doing their thing. They're still playing that movie. Fall Out Boy, Natasha Bedingfield. I mean, Pussycat Dolls. You know, Kaya Jones was on my show, I don't know, a couple months ago.
Nice.
And you know, the Pussycat Dolls are awesome. Chris Brown, I was with him about a year ago, and he's doing this thing in a big way. So I mean, you played with some real big players. Anything you could tell us about any of these people? Any stories that we don't know about that only Black would know that he'd share with the wonderful Easy Way because our fans love you so much.
To be honest, one thing, I mean, Chris Brown is a good friend of mine. I think he's a great guy. He's been through a lot. I can say that.
I know
Rihanna too. She's a beautiful person, and I met them before the tragedy and met them after, and they both have gotten past it and moved on as individuals really well. I can say that. I think also, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of funny because the experiences you get to have with people are the, when you're in Hollywood and you're really about this career, the kind of presence that comes upon you every now and then, you know, I think one of my most amazing experiences out here was meeting Prince, and it wasn't like a big hangout session or nothing, but I just to shake his hand and have a small, hey, how you doing, a little second is enough to say.
Did you get that selfie? Really, come on, did you get that selfie?
Nah, selfies weren't big then.
And
for me, it was more like not trying to look like a fan too much, because he already knows he's a fan, because he's Prince. But, you know, it's one of them things where, you know, you never know who you're able to come across, and people that have worked with Michael Jackson, Fly is a friend, he's a choreographer that I know that, you know, via being in the industry and doing different aspects, I think has allowed more of the blessings than anything else. But, you know, when you out here, you grinding, like with this Will to Love movie that's comes out on the 27th on TV1, I finally got to work with Valerie Pitford, who she played the mom in Stomp the Yard, and that was like my first big movie, and I was just dancing in it. So for the evolution of time to go and to be in one capacity working with somebody to be in another one and to be able to talk back and forth and have her give advice, and when I was on set, they really thought I was doing a great job. So, you know, it was little things like that that really made impacts and made the whole journey worth, you know, putting in the time, effort, and the years of just trying to get it.
So why did you change your name from Black Thomas to Alfred Nolan Thomas?
Well, I love my father. I'm a second, so I felt like honestly, Black was more associated with me being in the dance community and, you know, my hip-hop connection to the world. But as an actor, as an entity, I always knew I was going to eventually go to my name and let it be known, Alfred Nolan Thomas II.
There you go. Okay, well, guys, if you want to know more information, you can go to our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page as well as Easy Way Broadcast Twitter. And we have a special blog post that has all the information and actually has Black's Alfred Nolan. I know you as Black. Sorry, I got to get used to that.
Yeah, yeah, no, you family. It's all good. It's all good. I don't denounce the name. It's just that I go as an actor more formally because there's a lot of things in my future that I want to obtain that, you know, going by
gotcha, gotcha.
Illegal work.
Okay, so you know his reel's on there if you want to know more, and then so if people want to be able to follow you and get at you, I mean, dude, you're hard to find on social media. You got to holler at me. Come down to my office. We're gonna talk some business. We need to get you a little bit easier to find internet presence so you can get those
sponsors and
those people finding you.
I'm trying to lay this ground foundation in this building. You know what I'm saying? But I do on Twitter and on Instagram, people can find me at Alfred Almighty. Other than that, you know, Facebook, Alfred Thomas, and you can see my face. I'm very open, and I love to give advice. And so if anybody does find a way to reach out to me, it's all love.
Alfred Almighty. Okay, so you guys can follow him at Alfred Almighty. That's A-L-M-I-G-H-T-Y, I assume, right?
Two L's, A-L-L-M-I.
A-L-L-M-I-G-H-T-Y. So Alfred Almighty, you can follow him there. Now, I'm going to call you Black because that's annoying to me, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Black. Thank you. So what we do, we always do some fun stuff. We try to be original. We try to be different. And also, I want to have you on my actual talk show. We're actually going to be doing a live studio audience talk show at a 22,000 square foot building. And I've been doing a green screen talk show with Actors Entertainment and Actors Reporter for over 5 years.
Okay.
You know, we reach a couple people. We're going to have a fun green screen thing. And we both dance, so you guys tune in for that. That's going to be fun. You might even see a battle between EZ and Black. Who knows? But basically, we promote our stuff through blog network posts, and people share it, and the more they share it, the more people are seeing things. Now, what we have celebrities do fun stuff. You know, we call it the Easy Way Challenge. Okay. And so what I'm gonna do, and we're also gonna you have a new project that you're gonna be putting out, so we're gonna go over that. But I want to make sure that you know that I want you to do like a dance routine or something that you know something that you can do like a selfie video where you can put it on your Instagram, put it on your Twitter, put it on your social media. Do something that the fans will enjoy, and we'll take that video and we'll put it on the blog. And then we'll also, you know, we'll have everybody, they can post their comments on it. We can do like a challenge and see, you know, see who can do it Black style or something. I don't know. We'll play around with it. So what I'm going to do at the end of the show, not the end of the show, the end of your segment, I'm going to play some music by Easy Way Music by one of our artists, and I want you to see what you can do to it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That didn't sound too inspirational. I hate you. I can't believe you put me on the spot
on radio. I was like back at the club, and you just walked up to me, and you said, battle.
Yeah, but, dude, you know how many followers and fans we got out of that? Dude, people
really
enjoyed
that.
I know.
All I say is you ain't changed easy since the first day I met you, boy.
I know, just too much fun. All right, so let's go into the big one. You got a new TV show on TV1 of all networks, Will To Love. Sometimes True Love is the Right Before Your Eyes, and that's starring Marcus Houston, Keisha Knight, and a whole bunch of great people, and then there you are, right under Marcus Houston. So tell us about that project.
It's a TV1 movie, and it's a romantic comedy about Marcus's character. He has to find love because he runs his grandfather's business, and his grandfather is coming to his end of days. But in order to get the business, Marcus's character Jamal has to fall in love and find true love first. So I'm his play his best friend, Danny Royce, and him and I come up with the plan, as well as Keisha Knight, Pulliam's character Rachel, which ends up being this interesting scenario. It's a really fun, loving kind of romantic comedy. It has, like I said, Marcus Houston, Keisha Knight, Pulliam, Valerie Pitford, Gary Sturgis, Chandrella Avery. This is a first breakout role for Drea Michaels, who is Drea from the Basketball Wives.
So
I remember meeing her on the carpet. Okay.
I have to be honest. She did a really great job. I mean,
really?
Yeah. It was interesting, I guess, watching the show. I'm not the hugest fan of Basketball Wives or nothing, but I have watched the show and I knew who Drea was. And I mean, it was kind of cool with seeing her, you know, be real serious, and she got, you know, an acting coach, and she's been taking acting classes. So this is something that she's really, you know, wanted to do seriously. And, you know, it made for a perfect scenario because under the direction of Chris Stokes, he directed this. And, it was just a great team put together and great direction. It also has Marlon Yates, who's in the new Compton movie coming out. So, I think it's really going to be something that the people are going to love. TV One and a lot of the networks, these newer networks, are really coming out trying to build their content and build their exposure. And this is one of those kind of opportunities that really just fell on my lap, to be honest with you.
Oh, I know. I've been talking to a lot of them. A lot of the networks have been like, dude, you've got like 10 years of archive content. We need to talk to you. We need to holler at you. Congratulations to her, man. I mean, I got to tell you guys, mm-hmm. It's not easy to go from reality shows, from reality television, to break into acting. That's almost like the impossible of an impossible. So
yeah,
props to her.
Awesome.
If she wants to, yeah, let her know. If she wants to come on my show, get some added promo, some breakout promo, you know, we'd be glad to support her. And I kind of figured that Chris Stokes was behind this because wherever Marcus Houston pops up, Chris Stokes seems to be around.
Yeah.
You know, and you got served type of project, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is actually my third acting project working with him. I did a horror movie called The Vacancy that we did in 2012. Honestly, he's a great director. He's a great producer. He's an amazing he has so many different facets of talent that are so important to sets and set life and productions and stuff. That it was honestly been an honor just to work with them. And like I said, Marcus has been acting since he was a little kid. So those who, you know, you meet people who have been in the game for a long time, and even when it comes to whatever their ups and downs were, you know, you judge each person based off your experience. And my experience with them has been nothing but, you know, top notch, the best, to be honest with you.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, there's a lot I want to go into that situation because I know
no,
a lot of
no,
stuff
no,
behind the
no,
scenes,
no,
but I'm not. We don't have enough time, unfortunately.
No,
we'll have to bring you back and go yeah. into the Stokes. You know, I know Mama Stokes really well. Shout out to Mama
oh, yeah?
Stokes, which
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Stokes' mother. That's my girl.
Used to
hang with her many, many, many times. In fact, going way back in the day. You did Stomp a Yard,
it.
And I was involved in the movie Stompin', which was Mama Stokes was involved, Vanessa Bell Calloway, and Sinbad, actually.
Okay.
And we got a little bit of connection past and stuff. But congratulations, man! Props and Alfred Nolan Thomas is actually going to be at the June 13th event. He's going to be there on the carpet, you know, supporting, doing his thing. And
yeah.
Now, I read on your bio, when I didn't know you do music, you sing. Tell us about your music career.
Well, that's still in development. I've been working on music since I was in middle school, just always been exposed. I think it's important to set certain platforms. So, you know, I did the dancer thing, which set the foundation for me to be able to hop skip into acting. I think there's some things I want to accomplish as an actor that allows for the platform I want as an artist. I think I want to do something a little different, but I want it to have a certain kind of substance that takes a certain kind of journey. And right now, definitely when it comes to my heart and music, the love is there, the passion is there. It's just that for me, you know, there's so many artists out there that are doing great jobs and have their own lane that I want to create one for myself. So it hasn't been something I've put out there as of yet, but it's always been something I've continuously worked on and putting the right
positioning allows for me to do and accomplish what I really want to. But you will hear in maybe a year or two something come out. But
well, you know, yeah,
right,
yeah, it's funny that
I'm knocking out these movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, what's funny is a lot of people don't know this, but I'm starting to slowly release it. I started out in the industry as a rapper, as a producer. I owned a music studio. I had Pro Tools, Reason, Cubase, Fruity Loops. You know, the Motif, the whole shebang. And a long time ago, we used to have a group called MCology. And for the first time on June 13th, Saturday, we're going to be bringing that back. So you're going to see yours truly, your boy, performing on stage that day.
Uh-oh.
And so when I saw that you did music, I'm like, oh, might have to kick it in the studio. You know, do some
Work, but I'm excited. Okay, just a performer. That's going to be fun.
Do you when you do your music, do you freestyle your music? Is it off the top, improv, or is it all written?
I'm a writer. I like
you're a writer. Okay.
Diving into scenarios and for me it's all about the message and what you're bringing out. And I will hope that when I do come out as an artist, that it's more positivity than anything. You know, I want to be able to perform for the kids and the adults in some kind of way, facet that everybody can be happy.
Definitely. Well, we don't have too much time left. We're going to be getting into our next segment here. But what I want to do is I'm going to play a song here, and this song is called Beat of My Heart, and this is by one of our artists, Viva Doll. She's a Latin and English EDM artist. And I'm challenging you, man, because this isn't your normal music to dance to, so I want to see what you come up with to the EDM music. I'm going to give you a little bit of a challenge here. So when I play this music, you can either go back and play the song, play the show again, and listen to the music, and then do a recording, professional, however you want to do it. Or right now you can do it with your phone or whatever. But somehow, some way, and today we need to launch it on your Instagram, your Twitter, your social media. We'll put it on the blog. We need to get this video going because people are going to be excited to see it. We want to see. We're gonna bring Black back. I will pull that back out of you. All right, and I might have to respond to the video or something. Who knows? We'll have fun. But yeah, easy talk live, guys. I hope you're enjoying the show. It's easy way broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We help celebrities interact with their fans and connect you to your handshakes to success. That's what we do. So, Mr. Alfred Nolan Thomas, aka Black Thomas, are you ready?
I'm ready to listen to the song. What do you got for me?
You're gonna listen to the song and you're gonna dance to it and do the video.
Yeah, I'm going to do the video. I got to hear it first. What's going on? Let's see what this is.
All right, here we go, guys. This is Viva Doll, Beat of My Heart. Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Music.
Hi, boys. You ready to play? Get on board the Viva train. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, the beat of my heart. Love you from the start.
Boys on Mars, some living in Chicago, some are from the burbs. If it ain't safe in the neighborhood, get driven to the bars. It don't matter where you go, if it's love you're looking for.
Yeah, that was Viva Doll, Beat of My Heart. Former Universal recording artist, over 500,000 albums sold, number one Billboard artist. Black Thomas, what'd you think? Did you get your routine going?
Beat of My Heart. Boom, boom, boom.
There you go.
Yeah, it's our episode together, you know what I'm saying?
It's got enough of a beat for you to pull a little routine together for all the fans. So I knew you'd feel the boom, boom, boom. All right, guys. Yes, all right, man. I'm not kidding. So we're gonna be looking for that that Instagram video and that Twitter, Twitter video. Basic little Alfred Nolan Thomas, Black Thomas, home video, and we'll pop it out there and we'll have it on the blog. And guys, you'll be able to go to the Easy Way Broadcasting or Easy Way Broadcast or Almighty.
Make sure they know on June 27th at 8 o'clock on TV1. You know, you don't have to go nowhere. Just plug in the TV1 and go ahead and check your boy out. It's a great romantic comedy movie, Will to Love. It's amazingly produced and put together. It looks amazing. You'll laugh. You won't cry. You'll giggle. And you will find a reason to kiss somebody. I can tell you that.
Yes, definitely, guys. Make sure that you tune in. And again, all the information is on the blog post. But tune in Saturday, June 27th, 8, 7 Central Time. Marcus Houston, Alfred Nolan Thomas, girl from the Basketball Wives, and so many different wonderful cast members. Chris Stokes directed it, produces it. It's going to be a nice thing. TV1, don't miss it. It's going to be hot. So hashtag Easy Way, guys. And all the fans are waiting to meet you, man. They're all going to be there on the 13th. So, maybe we'll get you to do the routine that you do on the Instagram. We'll get you to do it on the carpet, and we can do a little battle. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen with Easy
Way. You never know. You never know what's going down. If Easy says it, go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, you know, I got nothing but love for you, Black. I appreciate the time, and congrats on everything. We're going to keep doing our thing. And, just real quick before we let you go, say your name and everything that you're known for and everything, and you're doing it what way?
The Easy Way. And Alfred Nolan Thomas II, Will to Love on TV1, June 27th, 8 o'clock. Step Up to Stomp the Yard, Dream Girls. Brother, you can definitely IMDb me again on Twitter at Alfred Almighty with two L's, Almighty.
Yes, sir. So make sure you follow him, guys. Make sure you support him. He's doing it the easy way, but good friend of mine. Black, I appreciate the time. So we're going to go to quick commercial break. And don't go anywhere, man. You got to listen to people that endorse the show and endorse the easy way. It's pretty cool.
I'm watching.
Okay, cool. So coming up, guys, we have Anthony Angelini. He is a star entrepreneur under the age of 21. He might be over 21 now, but he's a young entrepreneur doing big things, wine company, champagne, and he's got a really awesome story. Some more success advice for y'all, stepping stones to success. This is the Easy Way, Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcast, empowered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Love All Humans Radio Show with your host.
I'm Sean.
I'm Tracy.
This is your show for positive music, talk, and entertainment, the Love All Humans Blog Talk Radio Network.
We are here to uplift your spirit and educate on all things positively human.
We have listeners of all ages.
Call in to talk with us live.
Call in to 718-766-4494. That's 718-766-4494. We are on live every Monday from 5 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are archived and podcasted thereafter.
Topics change every Monday, so be sure to listen every week.
Also, check out our website at www.loveallhumans.com
and email us at join@loveallhumans.com with any questions, comments, or show ideas. Also, for all your residential, commercial, or investment property needs, check out loveallhumansrealty.com or call me, Tracy Williams, at 562-354-1724.
We support Easy
and the Easy Way Broadcasting Network
for doing it
the easy way.
We love you. Love all humans.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys, we got an awesome, fun situation coming up here. And this is what is the...
Life is hard, well, I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, well, I wrote it easy way.
Wow, I had the phone on mute. Okay, my bad. Okay, I'm tired. Gotta get more sleep. I had such a cool intro. All right, guys, we've got another awesome guest. This is an entrepreneur. He's a young entrepreneur doing his thing. So let me tell you guys a little bit about him. His name is Anthony Angelini. Okay, Anthony Angelini is turning down the music a little bit here. Anthony Angelini is an entrepreneur with the Angelini Trading Company. Anthony Angelini is used to being the youngest person in the room. He's already the youngest person in California with a liquor license, which is funny because he's not even 21 yet. Along with his father, Richard Angelini, Anthony helped build Angelini Trading Company, the importer of the world-famous Benevento wines. Since its inception 2 years ago, ATC has quickly grown to represent the highest standard in Italian goods, importing olive oil, pasta, and the finest wines Italy has to offer. Anthony serves as the Vice President, U.S. Division, and the Global Marketing Representative for ATC, and has also founded his own division, Angelini Entertainment, which produces nonprofit events, throws parties, and organizes wine tastings. Whether it would be through providing wine or producing the event, Anthony is involved in one way or another on a multiple red carpet events each week. Anthony also serves on the board of several nonprofit organizations, mostly notable a new Dimension of Hope, which has recently completed construction of the school in Liberia. Anthony is excited to announce that he plans to travel to Africa this July for the official opening of the school and is honored to be involved with the success in bringing education to over 300 new students in the rural Liberia. I can't say that correctly. Anthony, help me. Sorry. He will be putting the first book on the shelf in the school. That's big. He also holds a leadership role on the board of Gold Coast Theater Conservatory, which produces equity theater productions for children and runs weekly acting classes for children with autism. Oh, wow. Another awesome guest. Let's go ahead and bring Mr. Anthony Angelini onto the show. Welcome, Anthony Angelini.
Hey, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm sorry I massacred a couple things there. So
it's fine.
Reading it the best I could, man. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Doing It the Easy Way. Easy Talk Live, brother. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, so you are, I met you through Same in Philanthropy. And I, you know, I'm real. I mean, I always talk about where I meet people. And we were in a big office, big situation. We were involved in the Ascent Expo, Los Angeles Convention Center, and you were just this quiet bird in the corner. And yeah, and little did I know who Mr. Anthony was. And you were just the quiet, you know, fly on the wall. And saw you at a couple other events. You know, we got to know each other, became friends, and finally had a meeting with your dad and talked about a whole bunch of different things. And you are a young entrepreneur. So are you 21 yet, or are you under 21?
October. I'm not 21 yet. I'll be 21 in October.
Wow, man. You're doing some accomplishing things under 21. You're a baby, and you're setting such a good example. I love it.
That's what they say. But I have a beard, so, you know, it helps.
Well, you're a baby with peach fuzz.
Right.
Just kidding. All right, so you got. I mean, tell us a little bit about the company and why it's grown so big, and you know, kind of give us the story of you growing up, and you know, give us the 401.
So you know, my family. My father is from Italy, born in Italy in Rome, and I'm you know born and raised in Thousand Oaks, so I'm pretty Los Angeles local, but. Me and my father, as soon as I turned 18, we decided to start this company together, and it took us about a year and a half just to get all the permits that we needed to do this. We decided that we wanted to bring wine from southern Italy to the United States, and all these wineries in southern Italy, now they don't trust anybody. It's impossible to get these wineries to agree to let just a random American person bring the wine here. So my father, you know, he goes to Italy, he meets with the wineries, he tastes the wine, he brings a couple bottles back here, he gets it rated. All of our wines are 90 point or above, which is really good, and if they're not, we don't even bring them in. And then we go there, we get exclusive rights to bring in these wines, and we import them here under our label Benevento Wines. That's just basically how that aspect of the business works.
That function, okay. What about, you know, so you also have Anthony Entertainment, or Angelini Entertainment, and that is the red carpets and the fun and the celebrities and all that stuff. So, you know, tell us, like, you know, three of your biggest events and you know, how much, let's go here. There's so many different events and so many people. In fact, I can think about four real major events that constantly hit me up and ask me, hey, you know, can you get alcohol? Can you get this? Can you get that? You know, so how does that work? If someone wants to get a hold of you guys and you guys sponsor you know, an event, or you know, what type of events have you? Talk to
that's my job, man. That's what I do. That, you know, like, it's a funny business too, because it's the only business where people will just basically blatantly ask you for free stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was in the car business, nobody would come up to me and just be like, "Hey, bro, give me a free car, and everybody will see me driving it, and they're gonna want to buy it from you."
That's your
but
man.
In the wine business, you know, we understand that you gotta let people try the product, you gotta let people have it, they gotta taste it, they got to like it, it has to look cool, and the only way to do that is by, you know, sponsoring parties, having wine tastings, doing events, and that's kind of where I come in.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's costly. It takes money to make money. You know, you gotta obviously product. How much does it cost you for a product like that? You know, the bottles and the packaging and you know, like, let's say you're providing a case. How much money does that cost you guys?
Well, retail, or how much does it cost us? Because that's
how much does it cost you? I feel you 100%. I'm a producer myself, and I often will ask people to sponsor things because that's how it works, and the exposure, if it makes sense, you know. But let's say I ask you. I mean, you're providing a couple of cases for this event on Saturday. How much does that cost your pocketbook, not your retail, but how much does it cost you guys? I just want the listeners to know what they're asking for, and really kind of put them in your shoes, you know.
Right. I mean, it's not really like that. The wine itself doesn't cost us that much, but when it comes down to it, we have a budget for how many bottles that we're willing to give away where it still makes sense for us to sell bottles.
Okay.
I know if I give somebody a certain amount of wine and I get this amount of sales from it, that it makes sense. Because then again, there's a lot of people involved in this business. I mean, it costs money to ship. It costs money to bottle. Half the money has to go to our partners in Italy. Half comes here. We have employees here. I mean, every bottle that we sell, we split it up 15 times before, you know, we even get to the gross revenue, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. And so what are your requirements? Like, what do you ask for in return? Like, say you're giving 200 bottles. What are you expecting in return?
It depends on the event. Usually, if you buy ones and you want me to come to the event and talk about it, I'll do that. I would love, you know, events where I take orders from people. Not, and I don't mean be boxed around by them, but I mean, yeah. Events where I can actually sit there and just be like, hey, you like that wine? Why don't you buy a case right now? Or, hey, you throw parties? I want to be your wine guy. From now on, you're using me for all your parties.
Gotcha. Okay, so you like exclusivity. And I'll tell you guys, the wine is like the most superb wine I've ever had in my life. And I'm not even a wine drinker. I'm not even an alcohol drinker. But on my birthday, you know, my man Anthony sponsored and hooked it up, brought some wine. And the wine, literally, you must have brought at least 20 bottles of wine. And they were gone within like an hour. So that says how good your stuff is. I mean, people just swooped it up because, you know, one person drinks and they're, wow, this is so good. And the other person here, oh, let me try it. All of a sudden, you know, it becomes a wine tasting event. You took over my event, dude.
I know. I'm sorry, man. I hate that.
Yeah. No, but this is one of the official Easy Way supporters, and we do a lot of events. You're going to see a lot of their wine, guys. It's an amazing wine. I definitely recommend going to. What's the website?
AngeliniTrading.com. So AngeliniTrading.com.
AngeliniTrading.com. So definitely, you know, and just understand what you're asking for. And so, I mean, basically you guys are looking for the right amount of exposure, content for the website, and, you know, potential orders, potential lead generation, stuff like that, right?
Right. Now, you know, I'm an event producer myself. I'm mm-hmm. involved in a lot of the marketing aspect of all of these things. So I understand. And, you know, that's kind of where I come in this business, is I like to do these events. I like to go out there, serve the wine, sell it to people face-to-face, get people to use it. That's fun for me.
Yeah, so you're my competition. Get off my show. Ah! No, I'm kidding. But we often do a lot of collaborations, and guys, we have a lot of different events that are coming up, and you know, if you want to meet Anthony yourself, and yeah, you know, I like one thing that you touched on. You said you might speak, and I can see a lot of people being interested in maybe, you know, learning about wines, and I know that there's like a whole wine world, you know, there's those people that drink the wine and this tastes different. I need to drink it and sip it a certain way, and I don't know nothing about it. But, you know what I mean? Like, those types of wine consorts and those types of companies. Like, I went to an event for, it was all the major network presidents and stuff, and it was like a LA network festival or something like that. And I was going downstairs. I called you about this. And I was like, oh, my God, there's like 10,000 bottles of wine here, and there's some big wine thing going on. And I mean, all those types of people, you know, they're all the buyers and things like that. So what about that? What about that part of the world for this type of business? Is you know, you get the buyers and the distributors, and like, talk to us about that type of stuff.
Oh, it's a madhouse out there, man. The California, imagine being an Italian wine in California. They every time I go to a wine tasting or a festival, I just get the worst looks, because I'll have a line that's 15 people long, and then every other winery will be staring at me like, Jesus Christ, you know, like, who are these guys? I'm really good looking myself, and, you know, I got all my good looking friends, and we're there, and we're in suits. Everybody else is in like Hawaiian shirts, and we're serving mm-hmm. this wine. You know, we're serving Italian wine. We got to dress like it, right? So we're going to these wine tastings and serving this wine, and we got lines going around the block. All these other wineries are looking at us like, oh my God, I hate these guys. And it's like, the world of California wine is it's such a click, you know. And I mm-hmm. honestly am not even in it, because We're not a California wine, and we don't understand, you know, any of that stuff. I know everything there is to know about my wine. If you ask me about a California wine, I'll have no idea.
Gotcha. And so you guys
and
are
I'm
not
even 21
wine.
Yet, so I'm not even allowed to drink it. But
exactly. So, but you're an imported wine from Italy. You're the real deal. You know, and then you guys you distribute it pretty much in the West Coast, right?
Right. We have distribution. We're working on some really big deals right now. I wish I could talk about it, but exciting big box locations. We're in a lot.
I hate when my guests do that. It's like let me dangle a carrot in front of you. No, I better yet, let me dangle a chocolate chip cookie. Now here's some milk, but you can't drink it. I know you're thirsty. You can't drink any of this milk, and you can't touch my chocolate chip cookie. In fact, you know, here, let me put some whipped cream on the cookie at the same time. But I can't let you eat it. That's not cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I could tell you what restaurants you could get it in, and if you're ever in, like, the L.A. area, we're in a lot of really cool local restaurants.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, what are some of the distribution outlets that you have?
Like Little Door, the restaurant Little Door, and we're in the Fred Siegel. We're in, like, the cafe there. I usually hold all my meetings there and just order it. And
nice.
That'll be how I let people taste the wine without actually giving it away for free, you know.
Well, you know, we're bringing Hollywood to Orange County, and we have our facility, and we're definitely going to do some big wine tasting there. You know, we have a couple real big events coming up, and you know, we've already been talking about this, and we'll definitely have your wine there, and it's amazing, guys, it's amazing. And so we do have a caller. I don't know if sometimes people just call and listen to the show, but sometimes they want to call and they want to ask our guest questions or be a part of the show. I'm gonna go ahead and grab 310-5403. Caller, did you want to have a question for our guest?
Why you put my number out there like that, man? What's up?
I didn't put anybody. I didn't say the actual middle number.
I'm just, man, I'm giving you a hard time. Shout out to Anthony, man. It's Skrilla King calling in. My homie Leonard told me to call up here.
Skrilla, the supporter of Anthony. Hey, man, welcome to the show. Thanks for your vocal tone sounded like you were like a mugger, you know, your voice tone is very low and mugging style. So don't do that.
Well, I've been ducking through these streets lately, man. It's been crazy out here. Nah, I'm just playing. What's up with you guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. I've heard of that name before, Skrilla.
Yeah, man. I've been in the media a lot lately with the whole, you know, Tom Hanks, Sancho Hanks thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
You
got some dissing out to Tom Hanks' son, right?
No, not dissing. You know, he said some words, that I didn't agree with. They posted it on TMZ. You know, BET picked it up, and we just, you know. I just called in to say shout out, Anthony. Shout out to the wine, you feel me? And keep doing your fucking thing. Oh, whoops, I'm over here, I can't cuss. Keep doing your thing.
All right, man, thank you.
That's pretty powerful, Anthony. You got celebrities calling to support you. Your wine must be damn good.
Yeah, man. How did I meet Skrilla? He was at my Grammy party this year, right?
He dropped. He dropped. It sounded like he was on a cell phone. Wow, that's so you met Skrilla at a Grammy party?
Yeah, I'm throwing an annual Grammy party every year. Last year there was, or this upcoming or last year, we had this huge party. 500 people came. We had an exotic car show at the house. It was like a 25,000 square foot mansion with Ferraris parked outside. It was really a really cool event. My wine was served. That's kind of how I populate it, you know.
And I wasn't. Where was my invite, dude? What's up with that?
I don't know, man. I wasn't in charge of the invites. I had promoters for that. I don't know what happened.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay. All right. So when
next
we do
year.
Our United
next
Nations event with the president, I'm gonna make sure to forget about you too.
No, you're invited this year, I promise.
I noticed that when celebrities are in the media, guys, they're actually in the media, they don't want to be on media. So that's pretty big that he actually took the time to call in. But the second we started going into anything about who he was, he was like, peace, No questions. Goodbye.
Right.
No, but all right. So you got some stuff happening. You definitely, you know, we have a blog post, guys, which is on Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook fans page, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. Your Twitter, Anthony, is Los Angelini. I like that. I was so clever. So that's LOS Angelini, right?
Yeah, ANGELINI.
One L, guys, spelled with one L. So. Now you got some commendations and some recognitions and stuff, and let's definitely pay tribute to that.
I don't know about recognitions. I mean, the biggest thing right now is my trip to Africa, which I actually yesterday got my shots that I needed, to 5 vaccines to go.
Ow.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yellow fever, malaria, all that.
I did the Axe body spray commercial. I went to Buenos Aires, Argentina, for the first time, and that was like the worst part of the trip. Is you have to get all these stupid shots, and you have to get your passport straight, and it's
yeah.
You know, it's fun sometimes, but like the development and preparing process of going out of town, not so much fun.
No. The charity is really great though. It's called A New Dimension of Hope. And what they do is, I got involved with them this last summer while I was doing fame and philanthropy stuff. And they built a school in Liberia. They finished it. It's built. Right before Ebola hit Liberia. And so
wow.
They finished the school, and everything was done. And then Ebola happened and just wiped out everything. And schools were closed, and everything was closed. And they never... they never were able to open the school. So now, in Africa, right now, as we speak, there's a school that's just sitting there, empty, no students, completely built, but they lost their manpower, they lost their funding, they lost everything. And so since this last summer, since, like, the Ebola crisis happened, we were able, through a Kickstarter campaign and through... Lima Djiboye, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, she's actually helped us raise the funds to open the school, and so we're excited because this July we're all going, we're doing a whole event there, and we're going to officially open the school. We hired a principal, we hired teachers, and now we're going to have 300 students able to go to school, and when most of the population there can't even read and write, so it's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I was reading your and demolishing your bio.
Yeah.
It said something like you were putting the first book in the school or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the first book on the shelf at the school.
That is pretty
cool. I haven't decided which book yet, but I think I'm gonna do "Oh, the Places You'll Go" by Dr. Seuss, because that's my favorite.
That was my next question. Which book are you gonna put on there?
Really?
You know, props, man. You're a brave lad. Because I don't know if I would go down there with all that Ebola stuff. And I have some friends of mine which are major dignitaries out there, and you know they even warned me not to go. So
right.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you're doing some great things for the kids, and you're risking some stuff. So you know, I wanted to point that out.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I might be an idiot, but it's worth it. I love adventure, so.
Yeah. So you getting that first class plane ticket, or how are you traveling there?
We gotta go to New York, to London, to Accra in Ghana, and then hitch a ride into Liberia, and then I'm probably gonna go back through Italy so that I can do some business over there. But
Do you speak any Italian?
Sì, parlo italiano. Io sono romano.
I don't know what you said, but I can sound like I have an Italian accent.
Angelini. That's what everybody always says. Angelini. They always say my last name. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Call in. Join up with us. 914-338-1303. Easy Way Broadcast. And let's hear your best Italian accent. Okay, so we got an Easy Way challenge for all of our guests. Okay, this is what we do on the show. It's a lot of fun. And I'm going to do something a little different with you. Okay, I want you to stack up about maybe 6 bottles of wine. Okay.
Okay.
And you know how, I don't know if this would work with bottles or maybe glasses. You know, do it with wine glasses. Put them in some glasses. And you know how you can make a little tune with different levels. of water or wine, and you can go ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
ding. That's what I want you to do. I want you to stack up some glasses or wine bottles or however you want to do it. Set yourself on a table. Get your cell phone or a video of some sort, and I want you to come up with a little kind of easy way tune, you know, an easy way challenge tune, and you know, we'll see what Mr. Angelini can come up with.
I like
that. Do you accept the challenge, sir?
I accept the challenge. Sounds like fun.
All right, so guys, make sure you go to our blog post. That video will be on the blog post, easywaybroadcasting.com. Right under the guest two section, Mr. Anthony Angelini. I'm having fun with that. Angelini.
Right.
And, yeah, he'll be doing a special tune. We'll be able to check out that tune and see what that's all about. The Easy Way Challenge, that's how we do it. So, now, Mr. Angelini, my next question is to you is, social media-wise, digitally wise, you know, what are some of your networking strategies, your networking tips? How have you networked yourself to, I mean, doing events with the Grammys and stuff, that's pretty big.
Yeah, yeah. First and foremost, I think it's important to look cool at all times. So,
presentation, okay.
So, you know, a lot of times I'm not even promoting anything. I'll just post a picture and it'll be me doing something interesting, and I'll get messages from people like, yo, bro, why are you doing that, or like, or what is your job, like, how do you always go to these cool things? And then I can just be like, yo, this is, check it out, post this, do this, blah blah blah, and a lot of times it helps you get access with the bigger people because they think that you don't want anything from them. You know,
okay.
If I'm constantly promoting myself and talking about everything, like, on my social media page, a lot of times, you know, the people that I really want to follow me aren't going to be following me because it's boring.
Mm.
So a lot of times I'll just try to be funny, or I'll try to do something cool, or, like, I'll do the thing, like, humble brag, where you, like, you say, like, oh, man, I'm so lucky that I've got to do this, but it's like I'm trying to be humble, but I'm also trying to brag a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, my social media, we have the business social media, and then I got my personal social media.
Mm. Have you ever met anybody? Have you ever used social media to advance your business? And have you ever done any deals, you know, through the digital avenues?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Ah,
but, you know,
okay.
If you have advice, I'm always interested.
Yeah, and that advice does cost money, so we'll talk afterward. No.
Okay.
Of course I got advice, man. I got advice for all my fans. I do this all the time on the show. Here's my advice to you guys for today. The benefit language and the presentation, just like Anthony said, your presentation on when people see you and how you present yourself is very important. Well, it's the same thing on a digital perspective. What you post, your presentation is a representation of your brand, and the graphics that you post is going to be a matter of how many impressions and how many people click on it. It's another thing with YouTube. If you post a really interesting thumbnail, you're going to get a heck of a lot more views than you are if you just post something and you have a general, you know, the general video that comes on. So your presentation is very important digitally too. That is easy.
Right.
Ways. Tip of the week.
Yes.
Anthony, it's been fun. We got Sofia Alvarez, our program director, said that she wants to go to Italy. Do you have a plane ticket for her?
You know what? I don't want to hear another word. She's got to stay in my house. Okay. That's it. End of story. Anybody's invited. You can all stay in my house over there.
Yeah, party at Anthony's house. All right. We're gonna do an Angelini party. Yes.
I don't know if I have a room, but, you know, whoever wants to stay, I got a guest book over there. You just sign in.
Where's your house? What's your address?
I'm not going to tell you the address, but I'll tell you that it's in the smallest town. Even if you knew the address, you wouldn't be able to find it. I swear to God. This town, it couldn't have more than 800 people. It's called Guardia Sanfermunde. And it's in the middle of the countryside, in the middle of nowhere. It's a really, really cool place, right in the countryside. The view of all the wineries, like, for acres and acres and miles around, like, you can just look out. It's a really, really amazing place. small. It's
so
a small
little
cabin.
So, keep tuning in, guys, and we'll give you Anthony's address if you enjoy and you post the right comment to his Easy Way Challenge, and you're a really beautiful girl. We'll give you his address. Okay. So did we pretty much touch on what you got going on for 2015, or is there any other new tidbits we haven't heard yet?
Well, I got one other thing going on on June 24th. I'm actually producing an art show. The artist's name is Sonia Levitin. She's, I think, 80 years old. She's a Holocaust survivor. I swear to God, she is one of my heroes because she's a novelist, and she's written 40 novels. She's won every award imaginable, Edgar Allan Poe Award, Sidney Taylor Award, a National Jewish Book Society Award. She's a very acclaimed novelist, and she's also a painter, and she's never premiered her paintings in public before. And so I actually met with her the other day, and I convinced her to let me curate her first ever art show for the public, and we're doing it June 24th at Christoph Studio in Melrose Place. She's only doing 10 paintings, and we're trying to sell the paintings. And a little bit of the sales from the paintings goes to support Animal Foundation of America. And
you're talking. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And so it's actually going to be really cool. I got a violin player coming. Got a red carpet going to be there. It's going to be a really classy, really cool event.
Well, make sure you follow up with me and give all that information to Sophia. And when anything to do with nonprofits, we post a lot of nonprofit events for free on my events section. As well as the events section on our website, and we're getting about 300-400 a day hitting the website now. And it is a brand new server, brand new everything. At one point, we were getting 150,000 a month, but we had to redo the server due to some hacking and some different things. But we have our little fan base, definitely in Los Angeles and Orange County. Sounds like something we'd love to support you on. Definitely keep me in the loop of that one. You said June 24th, right?
Yeah, June 24th at Studio Christoph in Melrose.
And you mentioned that she's a Holocaust survivor?
She is. She was born in Germany, Nazi-dominated Germany. She escaped into Switzerland and then flew to America. Really great story.
Well, I got one for you. One of our clients, her name is Esther Leon Schwartz. And she is a Holocaust survivor as well. She was actually thrown over the barbed wire fence and she came in on the Queen Mary.
Oh, my God.
And she's also a very accomplished woman. She's knows everybody. She's been accommodated, da-da-da-da. And she does speaking, and she does actually peace training with music. And she gets, people that are stressed out, you go to one of her shows, one of her things, and your stress just goes, oh, it's really nice. We actually have a video we'll be posting on it. I think we should get those two together.
Yeah, I want to go to one of those classes.
Yeah, well, it's not really a class. It's like kind of a performance, but it's a really peaceful and tranquil thing. You might meet her on June 13th. We might be able to pull her out. She's of course a little older. You know, if you're a Holocaust survivor, you're probably a little older. But I'll send you her video. I'll send you her stuff, and maybe we'll play it. You know, play with that. But it's been a pleasure, Anthony Angelini. Angelini, make sure you follow Anthony Angelini. Taste his wine. Yum.
Awesome, man. Thank
you
so much for having me.
So before I let you go, man, you've known Easy Way for a while. What would you have to say about Easy Way and your experience with us?
Oh, my God. You're a madhouse. You are a machine, man. Everything you touch turns to gold.
No, that's a nice little testimonial.
It's true, though. One of the hardest working people I've ever met. You are constantly, and everything you do is constantly being improved, and you're pushing it out there, and you're pushing further and better, and it's actually a great testimony. You could learn a lot by just watching you as an example.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. Hashtag Easy Way is. I don't know. I'm going to think of a new hashtag just to keep up with that one. I wasn't ready for that. Thank you. And so, guys, Anthony Angelini. Make sure you tune in. It's Angelini Trading Company.com, right?
Yeah, or just AngeliniTrading.com.
Oh, AngeliniTrading.com. Custum imported Italian wine. And you're bringing. You guys are setting up kind of a wine tasting on this Saturday, or a couple of bottles. What are you doing exactly? So because
I'll probably bring a couple
of
bottles. I don't know what the vibe is at the event. It's probably going to be pretty loud, right?
No, not at all. There's an inside soundstage room specifically for the performances. Then there's the outside red carpet and VIP tents and all that type of stuff. That's probably where we'll have you guys.
Well then, yeah, I'll set up a little booth and maybe I'll do a free tasting. Anybody who wants some, and then I'll talk about it. Maybe hopefully I'll be able to take some orders. Who knows? But if not, then I'll just have fun.
Well, we'll definitely have you walking the carpet, man. We got Wire Image and PR photos and Easy Way magazine. We got our new magazine. We'll have to talk about that. But not enough time to go into that. But, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's show. We got Anthony Angelini, and we have Alfred Nolan Thomas. Two amazing guests. We really appreciate you guys. And if you want to get a hold of them, just hit us up at Easy Way Broadcasting's Facebook fans page or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. We specialize in helping people get their handshakes to success, especially all of our fans. Don't forget to join the Hollywood The Easy Way Facebook group. And, keep in tune with the calendar. The new website will be out pretty soon. We appreciate our sponsors, My Pocket for the Eric Zulli app, as well as Gucci Design for the wonderful website. And we are available for promotion, social media, and consulting as far as putting your brand out there and connecting to celebrities, et cetera, et cetera. And we are going to be opening up many avenues for advertising in our new magazine, radio station, as well as web TV. Tune into the show, which is going to be July 5th. Maybe we'll have some Angelini wine. I love saying that. I just can't get over that. We'll have some wine on the Easy Show on set, for maybe some of our guests. Who knows? So it's been a blast. Anthony, you've been an amazing guest. I'm proud to call you a friend. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. So we're going to go ahead and let this finish with Viva Doll. Viva Doll has her wonderful song, and you can tell me what you think and post your comments, guys. And Anthony Angelini, tell us what you think about this music, EDM music. This is called He's My DJ. And remember, Anthony, you have the Easy Way Challenge. We're going to be looking for that video, man. We're going to be looking for you setting up a couple cups or some bottles, and you're going to be doing a little Anthony Angelini, Easy Way tone. Ding, 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 ding. Whatever, I just started you off there.
All right.
And we're going to be looking for that video. We'll be looking for some pictures, so take a picture of yourself and take a video. We'll pop it on the blog. And, shout-outs to Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV, Genesis Radio Birmingham, FM, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, End the Cut Magazine, Fan TV Global Networks, and every other magazine and media that supports us. We cannot get our distribution and our word and our stuff out there. If you guys are looking to promote your events and you're doing a nonprofit, we do post the nonprofit stuff for free on our events calendars and our apps, and we also do for a fee post events and people's promotion, and we do interview stations, and we can really enhance your events. We are the A1 steak sauce on your good tasting steak. Yes, sir. Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcast, and powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you enjoyed today's show. This is Viva Angelina Sky, aka Viva Doll, former Universal Recording artist, 500,000 albums sold, and the number one Billboard artist. Alright guys, remember we have June 13th this Saturday coming up. Do not miss it. We got over 12 performers. We got Dee Miller from Chocolate City on Paramount and with Paramount and Viacom, former LOG and the Bulldogs performing. You got me doing a little something. We have so many with pop performances. We have Lisa Leewalt. We have Tina Bell. We have Brenton Tyler Hoffman, a.k.a. Sleight of Rhyme, who's actually dealing with Lyme disease right now. He's dying, yet he's performing on stage for you guys. We have the Hollywood Dance Studios, five-year-old dance performers. We have Dance Fusion. We have Alan Ramos. We have just so many performances. And stay tuned because we're going to be launching a brand new song, Viva Doll. It's a song called Knockout. I'm telling you, it will knock you out. We got some surprises. It's going to be hot. We have a 18-foot red carpet, 22 different press, 15 celebrities. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be off the chain. Do not miss it. Get your tickets at easywaybroadcasting.com. Click on the Viva Doll flyer, and you will have all the information you need. Get your tickets because we only got 20 left to come to this wonderful, fantastic event. A lot of celebrities supporting this, and you will get some networking you will not believe. So this has been Easy Talk Live and Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Catch us next week, same time, same channel, same Easy Way. Remember, guys, hashtag Easy Way. I'm out.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.